Podcast episode 54, the E3 Spectacular Roundup episode, whatever. I am your host this week, Daniel Flame, Connor Worthington, and this week joining me in the trifecta, Triforce of Awesome, we have Water Beside himself, Daniel Vook.
Yeah, I'm here.
And the man who is currently waiting on an appointment with both Dr. Moria and Derek Stiles to clear his flu-ridden body, James.
Hi, everyone.
Yay. So yeah, really, really, really big week just gone by. 2010 E3 is all wrapped up and done. Lots to go over, so we'll dive straight into the first bit of the news conference that absolutely blew our minds, which was the unveil of the new Zelda game for Wii, Zelda and the Skyward Sword. I don't know, what are you guys' impressions of it? Hopefully everyone out there listening to this has already seen the trailer.
I'm not sure. It's just that I think I might have watched a really bad feed because I was under the impression that it looked exactly the same as Twilight Princess, but apparently it's very different to Twilight Princess. So I'm gonna rewatch the trailer.
Yeah, it basically looks like they sort of like skinned Wind Waker onto Twilight Princess, but left it all adult. But it looks really good. Minute it zoomed in. Yeah, you can see that it was cel-shaded, but, I mean, it's not cel-shaded as in it all looks cartoony. It's sort of like all mashed together like a watercolour painting.
Yeah. It's sort of a mix between Wind Waker and Twilight Princess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a very, very, very basic description of it.
Let's talk about that demo. That was probably the worst thing that could have happened.
Apparently it wasn't their fault. I mean, apparently the wireless was just playing up with the Wiimote and just everything really wasn't going right for him.
Yeah, I mean, everyone else on the floor, you know, said that it was fine and didn't do that and works great. But, I mean, I know people are talking about it now and going, oh, it doesn't work, based on that demo alone. So, I mean, they'll have to show it again. And I don't think, like, that trailer they had at the start and the intro just... I mean, it didn't look that good. It just looked
apparently
like...
a lot of people saying also the choice of area to display it in, that mushroom forest thing, may not have been the best for the game as well. It just really didn't show off a lot. Having said that, it still looks pretty darn good. I mean, I'm very hyped about it.
I'm sort of like pushed it back away from my, you know, on the want list because it's so far away and...
Oh yeah, 2011 is what they said.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I like the idea of having to use, like, directional slashes and stuff to, defeat.
It's got one-to-one sword play in it.
It's very similar. It reminds me a lot of, you know that game, Dynamic Slash or whatever, the Japanese-only game that hasn't come out here yet?
Not heard of it.
Oh, it's like a Japanese game that Nintendo published. It uses Motion Plus as well, and it's very similar. Like, you have to use a certain, like, direction of slash to destroy enemies and stuff, but it's quite mature. It's, like, one of the first Wii games to come out of those black boxes in Japan.
Oh, yeah, Reginald or something, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I haven't seen that being played.
It actually reminds me of that quite a bit. But, I mean, yeah, Zelda's good.
They had to show something on Zelda, but I think, Anuma say that they've only just adopted that style, and it looks like it was forced on them too, so...
The window in the HUD is going to be turned, like, you can turn it off.
The what?
Yeah, that HUD. The controller HUD.
That I wasn't too keen on, because it just looks a bit too cluttered.
It takes up, like, two-thirds of the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can turn it off. And you can turn the you know, the Wii Motion Plus aiming, you can just turn it back onto the pointer one as well.
So essentially you could play it similar to the way you played Twilight Princess, with the exception of the sword slashing.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the difference between Motion Plus aiming and pointer aiming?
Well, you don't have to point at the IR sensor for the bow and arrow. You can just use the, like in Wii Sports Resort.
Oh, right, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
A few new sort of gameplay features also unveiled. Bombs are going to be a little bit different this time in that you use them like a bowling ball. You can actually roll them across the ground. yeah. Or you can throw them using the Wii Motion Plus. There's a new item which is sort of like, I think it's going to be the replacement for the boomerang, which is this little beetle thing that sits on Link's arm and he shoots it out and it goes and picks up stuff and does whatever. They had some problems showing that off in the demo as well. What I'm a bit surprised, remember the artwork that got released last year? It doesn't really look a lot like that, so I wonder what's going to happen with that, if they've abandoned that or that's still...
I thought that was going to go for, like, something really completely different. And, I mean, I'm sure this new one is going to be a little bit more different because it uses different hardware almost. But it doesn't look as radically different as I was expecting, like the whole entire no-sword thing and stuff like that.
And Link... Link looks almost...
I'm not sure if it was assuming that that was what it was going to be like, or that's what we were told it was going to be like, I'm not sure. But...
And Link also looks the same as the Twilight Princess Link, which I'm a bit disappointed about. I mean, I like the idea that each Link...
His eyes are a bit different.
Sorry?
His eyes are different,
yeah, but
definitely.
Basically he still looks the same, like same hair. The clothes he wears looks exactly the same. I mean, you look at all the Zelda games, and I know they're sort of going from one generation to the next, but even the official art for them, they all look slightly different.
If you,
And
if you,
each Link is meant to be his own sort of character.
If they just adopted that art style, then maybe it'll change. Maybe they just use Twilight Princess Link as like a placeholder.
True.
But you never know. But that's what I think, maybe. I mean, I don't think, but at the same time, it's not very early days at the moment, is it? I'm pretty sure it's pretty far along in development. From
it
what
it would
I've...
be for them to show it. I mean, Nintendo doesn't usually show stuff until...
I saw in the interview that they said that it's still got a while to go, but...
Well, it's not until next year, so...
Yeah. I think, it's a Zelda game. The core game is basically done, you would have thought. And the whole gameplay mechanic of Skyward Sword is done, so I'm not really...
Probably Def going to be the bad guy again.
Yeah. Or you know, have a Zant and then Ganon pops out. That, next game. Final word on Zelda. Wait to see more.
It's Zelda. I mean, I don't trust Nintendo when it comes to Zelda. It's sort of the one franchise they've not messed up. Even as much as people bemoan the DS games, they're still really good games. It's just Zelda seems to be in a league of its own when it comes to game quality, and people expect a hell of a lot more out of it.
Yeah.
It's a hard position for it to be. But yeah, I mean, and also it was a great move having that right off the bat, first thing on the show. For their conference.
At that point of the conference, I was sort of like, this is a bit, what's next?
Yeah. But yeah, as far as what's next, I may as well just go into that. Whole lot of new games have been announced at the conference, as you'd expect, and nothing as riveting as Wii Fit or whatever else we've had in previous years. I think everyone's a bit surprised about that. There was nothing on the vitality sensor as well, so you have to sort of wonder what's happened with that. But yeah, as for Nintendo's conference, newly announced games, we had a new Kirby game for the Wii announced in Kirby's Epic Yarn, which is getting a lot of good reports from the show floor.
Yeah, that looks great, that game.
Donkey Kong Country Prime, made by... Country Returns.
Donkey Kong Country Prime would have been awesome. Like a roll-around...
adventure.
Yeah. But... More Donkey Kong Country... Can't complain. Oh, those peanut guns, don't talk about them.
Shoot some birds or else it's going to hurt.
Yeah,
also had a show at the conference, show at the event, GoldenEye, a new remake for the Wii, and I think that was also announced for the DS, I can't remember. I'm sure I've read that.
Oh, there is a DS.
Somewhere.
There is a DS version.
Yeah, it's called GoldenEye Agent, and it's really bad.
No. Don't talk about that one. No, but
Have you played it?
Rogue Agent, yeah.
No, the DS one.
Yes, ages ago, okay. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the new one, 007.
And one other big game that was announced at the Nintendo's conference was Mario Sports Mix, which looks like to be all the other sports games Mario hasn't had a game for, tucked into one like Mario Ice Hockey.
It was sort of like Nintendo went, what can we put Mario in now? We can't really make a whole game out of all of them let's put it all together.
And that's going to sell a million.
Yeah.
At least.
I mean, I reckon they could flesh out the ice hockey, you know what I mean?
Mario
Strikers. Sorry, hockey.
Well, Mario Strikers is sort of the same thing.
Hasn't Mario already been in a basketball game?
Yeah, 3-on-3 on the DS.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Bit of weird controls. We got more Metroids, another Metroid trailer.
Well, no, we'll get to that later about the new info stuff. So, I mean, I think there was also some Just Dance thing that was announced at the conference that everyone's like, ooh, yeah, whatever. Okay, we'll start with the first one, Kirby Epic Yarn. What did you all think of it?
Looks
great.
The
art style is really nice.
I'm
wondering if this is obviously a retooled version of that Wii Kirby that's been in development for almost 5 years now.
I thought that was probably a 3D game, because wasn't that it was originally announced as a GameCube game, and then it got moved to the Wii, and it was going to be a 3D adventure sort of dealy.
Oh, well. I don't mind a 2D Kirby that looks like that. I mean, that art style looks fantastic.
And
I only know about the art style, I don't really know much about the gameplay elements, but I mean, I've always liked Kirby, despite it being ridiculously easy, so I think that I'll enjoy this one as well.
Some
people were saying. The gameplay is 2D, Kirby doesn't have his usual vacuum ability now, instead like the whole world...
No, he still does.
Really?
He still has, yeah, I think I saw that.
No,
he can't float, apparently.
So some games he can, some he can't. Now, from what I've heard, he doesn't have it. A few reviews a few previews I've read said he can't inhale stuff anymore. He does transform into other forms in the game, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, but the bits like where he's unzipping parts of the stage and then swinging off the buttons and
Essentially, it looks like he's got a piece of string and he can use it to manipulate the game world. It's definitely going to be retail, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. Hmm. It's made by, when they're saying it's made by the same guys who did,
Canvas?
WarioWare Shake Dimension.
I thought it was done by HAL.
I mean, HAL produced all the Kirby games.
No, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, we'll have to check that.
Oh, wait, it's, HAL and, the guys who did Shake Dimension.
Yeah.
They're called Good Feel.
Yeah, they also made that camera game on the DSi that doesn't quite work.
I still wonder, am I giving that a look in? I was talking to Bernie, who was our correspondent at E3, went for us. Hopefully we'll be able to have him on next episode so we can talk about it. He said that's heaps of fun and that I'm pretty much going to lose my shit when I actually do play it.
Play it just with the Wii remote?
I'd imagine
it's sideways. It's just sideways control.
Also in the 2D genre, we have Donkey Kong Country Returns, made by Retro Studios. Looks pretty good so far. Pretty much just looks almost like the classic 2D Donkey Kong.
It doesn't
Country
look
games.
As good as Jungle Beat, though, like graphic-wise. That's the only thing I've noticed.
I thought it looked pretty good.
Ridiculous fur shading going on.
I don't reckon it's very striking.
I don't feel
the art style is anywhere near as good as the original games or the environmental side. I don't know. I think it's going to be...
Is it out this year?
I'd imagine both that and Kirby would be this year.
We're all judging everything on pre-release software, so, I mean, we can't say definitively, but, I mean...
Well, yeah, that is true, but, I mean, from what we've seen, I don't know, I just feel, and I'm really, really worried that the music and stuff won't live up to the originals either.
Yeah.
Because the whole experience was that the game's artistic direction in the originals, the environments, and then the music just added icing onto the cake. Like, it just created this perfect atmosphere.
I can't imagine Rare would have that music. I mean, Nintendo would be able to use it. I mean, they have used that music, so...
Yeah, that's true.
The only thing that's not going to be in there is the Kremlings, the crocodiles.
Yeah, I noticed that. So, I'm not sure what the goal of that is, because I know Rare did... a lot of the properties that Rare made, Rare owns. But some of the stuff that was made for Donkey Kong, they don't get to keep. Like, if they did get to keep it, then they would get to keep Diddy Kong, because they made him. But, because Kremlings did pop up in Mario Strikers, because I'm pretty sure you could have one on your team.
Yeah.
I just hope that it's not going to be, like, a bit of a... Because, I don't know how to put this into words. It's kind of like, I hope it's a bit more serious, like the original games, rather than a little bit more comic. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of.
Because like the original games, you had those kind of dark, creepy levels, like the forest with all the fog in some of them, the mines, the mine shafts, the big factories and stuff like that. Like, they were all to be like serious kind of darky levels. And I hope there's stuff like that as well as the bright, jokey kind of levels, if that makes sense.
Speaking of serious dark levels, how's that one where it's like sunset and you just see Donkey and Diddy's silhouette running across the background?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, that looked... that's probably what sold me on the game, just that scene then. I'm like, why can't the whole game look like that? That's amazing. I mean, it's all... I just find it a bit funny that there's a lot of... I don't know, maybe it's just because of the new Super Mario Brothers, but both these games are 2D. I guess maybe
I don't mind that they're 2D.
I wouldn't have minded seeing a proper 3D Kirby done, or maybe Donkey Kong Country in 3D, but not made by Rare.
Maybe Donkey Kong in 3D, but I think 2D Kirby is fine.
Air Ride wasn't that bad. I liked Air Ride.
It was one button.
Oh, well. It was fun.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, next game.
Next game is, looking at the script, GoldenEye. So GoldenEye remade by Activision.
That started off like a really awesome idea, you know, bring GoldenEye into the modern and retweak it with Daniel Craig. I mean, Pierce Brosnan, you know, is the Bond in that game, but in that movie as well. But I mean, the more I hear about it, it's like the less and the more I want to play it. I mean, Josh has said it is good, really good. And because he's, you know, played at multiplayer and said, you know, it's actually quite fun. But then there's things like they've taken out slappers and added regenerative health and
regen health. I mean, regen health. That's just the thing with
shooters. As long as they've upped. I mean, the thing is with GoldenEye, you got down to like a sliver of health, and it made you be really careful and like you know sneak and spy around. If there's no penalty for doing that, you can just burst into a room now. It kills that whole, you know, suspense that the game had. So, I mean, some of those levels, like the bunker level, the bunker level, you know, sneaking around those hallways. With,
the toilet headshot's still in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to check it out because, I mean, it's bloody GoldenEye, so it should be all right. And but they've taken the Cold War out of it, apparently, as well. Moved it.
This is what confuses me. They've replaced, because you know how the whole setting for the original movie was the Cold War, and that was created the tension and stuff between the governments and the development of the weapons and stuff like that. They've changed it to now a global financial crisis or something to make it more modern, which I understand that. But then it makes me wonder why half the stuff about, well, we don't even know if it's going to be there yet, but what the point is of having half the stuff about Russia in the game is, because the main reason was involved in GoldenEye.
You know, we're bloody friends with Russia now.
It just doesn't make sense. And
I don't know why they couldn't have just left it set where it was set. I mean, it's okay to make a Modern Warfare, or it's like a Call of Duty game based in World War II, but you can't have a James Bond game based on the Cold War. I mean, that's essentially where a lot of James Bond stuff comes from, stuff that was based in the Cold War.
Well, yeah, that's where they were written and stuff.
Ah, well. We'll see how that plays out, I think.
Also, I'm going to say, I'm not too impressed by the graphics part. They just look really ugly. I don't know if it's just...
Well, I mean, if you played Modern Warfare, I mean, they're getting a lot out of it because they have to go with this realistic style. But, I mean, you're not going to get any more out of the Wii. It's just that simple.
The Conduit looked better, didn't it?
No.
I'm not playing the Conduit. So.
The way the game itself looks, I think it looks alright. I really hope that they just keep, because I've also heard rumors. I don't know if these are true, but apparently the objective things are gone, which is really stupid if that's true.
That was awesome.
Because that was one of the main things that game did well, and that no game really
did
much.
Didn't Perfect Dark Zero copy that, I think? Well, not copy it.
Perfect Dark Zero tweaked it. They had, like, you know, you had main objectives, and then you had supplementary objectives that if you did them, your main objectives would be completed easier.
But, yeah, Perfect Dark did it as well.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Perfect Dark did as well. But, yeah, I don't know, I just really
hope
that...
No one else has really copied that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's something that I really liked.
Yeah.
But I just hope that it sticks to the original and that, like, that they don't change too much. Because already the changes that they've announced are a bit strange. They did just recently announce, though, that one of the levels is actually going to be, you know, in the movie when he goes and sees Valentine in the club?
Yeah.
They did announce that's going to be a level as well. So they're adding in new stuff, obviously. But I hope they don't take out stuff. But I also hope, I don't know, I've just got so many, like, wishes and dreams for it. I just hope that it doesn't,
become
Call of Duty with a skin.
Yeah, hopefully they don't change the level designs around as well. I mean, I like the level layouts as that's a worry I'd have.
I've heard that apparently they have to change some stuff around because Rare owns it or something.
And also, I mean, now you can jump and crouch and slide and before you could even hit it. Yeah.
That was the one thing that got me when I was playing the Perfect Dark remake on XBLA, that you can't jump, and I'm like, what is this? I'm sure you could jump in it, and it just feels so bizarre.
But in Perfect Dark, you can fall from platforms. You can do that, Gordon. See how far we've come.
Yeah. Fall off platforms.
Should we go through some other third-party stuff quickly?
You've got Donkey Kong Country Returns and GoldenEye, and I'm thinking, are there any other properties Rare made for Nintendo that someone else can remake? Because they're going through the Rare's catalogue there.
Yeah.
And while we're at it, can we also remake Armourines and Turok 2 for Wii, please?
No.
Of course. Get Rare on that. Other third-party stuff, there's Rabbids in Time, or Raving Rabbids Travel in Time.
Another Rabbids game.
I mean, as long as it's another adventure game, that's great, because...
played the last one, eh?
Yeah,
Rabbids Go Home.
Yeah, that was great, that one.
Hopefully it's dropping in price.
You've got Ports of Driver and Sean White Skateboarding coming.
Sonic Colors, Michael Jackson
game? Sonic Colors actually doesn't look too bad. which, it's just a cycle, don't worry, they'll get back to it eventually when they start.
I was looking at some screenshots of it on Gaff, and they actually looked really, really good.
Need for Speed is back as well, Hot Pursuit. But we're not getting the Wii version developed by Criterion, so we won't say anything more.
I was just going to do a follow-up to Nitro, because that was really well-received.
Yeah, I don't think it sold it at all, though.
Crap.
Yeah. Have we seen, just quickly, Fling Smash? Do we know what that is?
Oh, yeah. We haven't covered it at all because, I don't know. But, yeah, it's a Motion Plus Control game, it's a budget title, and it doesn't... It's not bad, it's just that I don't think there's... they've kind of made this idea for a game and there's sort of like not a whole idea to carry it, you know what I mean? So it's a kind of a cheap game and it's too big for WiiWare. But, I mean, there's another Motion Plus Control game. I haven't actually looked at it at all, so I don't know what it's about.
It was announced
last year. Yeah, Michael Jackson game. Yeah, I think that'll only be good on, like, believe it or not, what are they calling it now, Kinect? Because they'll be able to track your feet and stuff, because that's going to teach you how to dance, the moonwalk and stuff, which is pretty interesting. But enough about that. Talk about the good stuff, 3DS. Come on.
Okay, well, what we'll do, we'll just take a quick break now.
Did we see anything from the Conduit people? Because they have the grinder and...
I'm pretty sure the grinder was there, but it may have just been the PS3 360... the twin stick shooter one.
Conduit 2 was there, and Josh has played it. We'll have impressions up on that, but I haven't. There wasn't much, you know, from the floor about it. I think the 3DS.
I think about that fighting game that they were working on.
Rage of the Gladiators.
That's a WiiWare game. Tournament of Legends.
No, not much from them. From High Voltage.
I don't think there was any press for them. Yeah.
Okay.
What we're going to do is just take a quick break and we'll go over some of the other announcements, stuff that we already knew about and any other third-party details that we've got to pick up on, and then we'll dive right into the big part, which will be the 3DS. So be back after a quick break. And we're back. Just before, that was all prior to new stuff that was announced, but of course we had a lot of updates and stuff we already knew about. So we'll start with the one that people really want to know about the most, and that's Wii Party for the Wii.
Yeah.
It's another bloody game.
That's isn't it? Another party game. Thank you, Nintendo. I mean, it's going to sell its bloody, you know, it's going to go through the roof. It's going to be, I think it'll replace Wii Fit, probably.
I'm very disappointed.
Not Wii Fit, Wii,
it's the new Wii Mario Play. Party.
There's going to be 3-4 million copies sold in a week.
I would prefer a new Mario Party.
Well, man, this is Mario Party without the Mario, basically.
Yeah, but that's not cool. I don't know. I just want to do it. Does this use Motion Plus as well, by the way?
I can't see why you need it.
Yeah, I haven't seen any game that uses it, but I probably could do.
I'm really disappointed. I really wanted a new Mario Party game to be announced, like a good one. Because Mario Party,
I mean, Mario 8, Party, yeah, it's only not even widescreen.
Yeah, it was just felt so rushed out. I was hoping they'd make another one, but it looks like they're going to replace it with this.
I think what happened is that Mario Party, I mean, they milked that franchise for all it was worth, and it got really oversaturated, and then just at the end, people didn't care about it anymore, so they're not going to bother anymore with it. I mean, it's their own fault for doing it that way, but...
I suppose.
Yeah.
Old stuff, Golden Sun, what's the official title for it? Darkest Dawn or something?
Yeah.
That was shown up for the conference. I'm still psyched about it, but it just looks really dated now.
Yeah, the DS 3D just looks crap. I mean, Golden Sun and the Game Boy Advance never looked terrific either.
I love Golden Sun. I mean, I loved 1 and 2. I mean, they're probably the last two JRPGs I actually played all the way through and finished.
I mean, you guys know me. I don't like RPGs. Yeah. I played both of those through, all the way through, multiple times. So
I think the main strength that they had, especially Golden Sun, because once Golden Sun came out, then number 2, people had to play number 2, because the ending to Golden Sun left it open. But Golden Sun came out at a time...
Yeah, if this one leaves it open, I'm going to smack someone.
This came out at a time when JRPGs hadn't really been on the DS yet. Oh, sorry, Game Boy. And so they made a good impact from them. But now with Golden Sun Darkest Dawn coming out so late in the DS lifespan, there's just so many other really good RPGs on there. If you want to play an RPG.
Yeah, and I mean, it'll have to be, I think...
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, even this year, there's so many other really good RPGs coming out that I'm more interested in this, like Dragon Quest IX, Final Fantasy, Four Heroes of Light, whatever they're calling it now.
I just remembered
something. Do you remember when we announced Golden Sun 3 to Solar Soothsayer?
Yeah.
I was just reading it on Wikipedia, and it was in Wikipedia.
Yeah, I know. It's cool.
Yeah.
We should actually have a page, but we'll
I didn't realise that created such a big buzz.
Oh, yeah. You don't upset the Golden Sun fans.
We're still getting hits from that every day. Like, everyone searches for Golden Sun the Soothsayer, and it comes up with our site. I mean, I had to go back and edit that story and put, well, look, it's a fake. Now the real one's out, because for, like, about 6 months after last year's E3, people kept searching for Golden Sun DS, and that came above even the real stories, real stories for Golden Sun.
That's so funny.
Like, Google had that above it for so long, and then I think Sinus reported it.
Some sites reporting us that we're dirty liars and should never be trusted and all that. I mean, was it an April Fool's joke, or was it an E3 joke?
I don't know.
It was E3, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was just a... No, I think it was done for April Fool's, the joke for Golden Sun, and then we sort of, like, exposed it because the guy who did it said, look, it's E3, I better tell everyone that, you know, it's not being done before they get all nasty about it.
See, I mean, as I'm still looking forward to this Golden Sun game, but, I mean, the DS already has enough JRPGs on it anyway to keep me happy, but I'm going to get it anyway and it'll probably sit the pile.
Put it on 3DS.
Yeah, I saw some people thinking that was what was going to happen because we hadn't heard anything on it for so long. I'm surprised it got such a big spot in the conference, actually. Some more trailers for Metroid Other M were shown. That's getting really close. I think that's probably a two or three months away. I'm not sure what the date is for it down here. I don't think there's really much more to be said about that game. All the trailers out there look amazing for it.
I feel that it looks really bad.
Graphics?
Yeah, graphically speaking, I know that's right. I just think it looks so undetailed and unfinished compared to Metroid Prime.
Different scenarios, though. I mean, Metroid Prime had its own art style.
That's true, but I don't know. I just feel that Samus just looks so bland and textureless. It just looks so unfinished.
I'm sure it's because of the suit she's got on as well. She's not wearing the usual big orange suit. She's wearing, like, the yellow one she usually starts in. Because it is sort of meant to be a prequel or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. No, it's set between... It's before Metroid Fusion, I know that much.
Yeah.
I mean, the CG looks great, which you would expect. I just think the gameplay looks quite unfinished, but I think I might be the only person who thinks that.
Well, it's Team Ninja. I've tried playing Ninja Gaiden 2, but I didn't really get into it, but don't they usually do, good stuff?
I can forgive the crap graphics if it runs in, like, a really fluid 60 frames per second or something. I just don't like the way it looks at all. To be honest, I don't really know much about how it plays. I'd rather just be surprised when it comes out.
It looks very plasticky.
It does. I think that's the best way to put it, plasticky. I don't like that look at all.
You played, was it Dragon Sword, Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword on the DS, didn't you, James?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that good?
Yeah, that was all right.
It
was really easy.
Well, Metroid Avrain, made by Team Ninja. Same guys who made that one. So it was just on top of my head.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. The other really big game that was shown at the Nintendo conference that we already knew about was Disney's Epic Mickey. Goddamn amazing, and I really cannot wait to get my hands on it, and it could easily be the Wii game of this year, because it just looks good.
The gameplay sounds really great. Add or remove the world, and it changes the way the game plays, and add and remove characters using the paint or the paint thinner.
And apparently it's got somewhat morality choices, like you can either solve your problems by getting rid of everything or building on top of it, and that's going to affect the way the story goes out. Warren Spector actually came out on stage and talked about it, which was really good.
That was great. That gave it a lot of weight. I felt that, to get him out on the stage, there was a big confidence boost.
He's a name who was respected by the hardcore fans, Shiggy is as well, but Warren Spector probably more respected by the Western hardcore fans. There's people out there who will diss on Mario because he makes kiddie games. Warren Spector doesn't make kiddie games, other than Epic Mickey, obviously.
It seems like a really good idea how you could remove things and add things, but I just hope that it's not like... In the original Red Faction, it was like the big deal was you could blow up walls and stuff and go through, but like you could only do it during certain bits. I just hope it's like you could remove everything. Well, not everything, but
I don't think it's that advanced, but it's just going to be great.
But then that's going to be annoying if it's only certain things. Like, how are you going to know which things are going to be removed?
It seemed very ambitious.
Like a Peter Molyneux game.
Yeah. Not that ambitious. No one can be that ambitious.
before we get, the big bit is going to be the 3DS of the conference. But, the conference was really, really, really good. Probably one of the best conferences I've seen for years, probably since the original DS and Twilight Princess E3.
Yeah, the pacing on it was great.
It wasn't the best. Fuck IGN.
That's ridiculous. Microsoft was so boring. They showed, I think, to be honest, they showed like two games that weren't announced. Kinect games.
Oh, they had
and they were there was about. no games that weren't Kinect games that were brand new. Everything else had good.
Like when they were talking about Your Shape, I was like, because the chick was like, this has never been done before, and the Nintendo Wii version comes with a camera. It's $70, and it does the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Except it's not in HD. It just really frustrated me that it was everything that Microsoft showed for Kinect was almost similar to Nintendo Wii.
That tiger thing's totally not a Nintendogs rip.
I know, and that's just it was just so stupid, it was so disappointing, and that's why Nintendo did so well. They just showed so much new stuff, old stuff, and like
everything for the core and for the casual. And the bridge games, yeah.
This is a home run after home run for Nintendo.
To be fair, also, I found that Sony did do that with the Move. They showed off a lot of hardcore titles and a lot of titles that they will try to bring in new people with, which I thought was quite good of them to do, too. Whereas in Kinect, you've got 15 titles, two of them are dance ones, eight of them or something are fitness ones. It's just a bit ridiculous.
I was really disappointed at Sony because they've been coming off a lot of steam with the price drop on the Slim model, and just this year's just sort of, there's not a lot going on for them now. They don't really seem, all that was really announced was PlayStation Plus or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think they completely dropped the ball on the PSP. That's pretty much dead in the water now.
We all knew that already.
I gotta go.
We knew that when the Go came out.
Shut up, it's awesome. Anyway, going back to Nintendo stuff. I'm sure there was a lot of other third-party stuff announced or shown off. Dragon Quest IX gets even close. I think that's a month away in the US. There was some stuff on that. I saw a trailer that came out of E3 for the Final Fantasy IV Heroes of Light, which I absolutely love. It looks amazing. Hearing mixed stuff on the gameplay, but I'm still going to pick it up anyway. Rayman Origins was shown. Did anyone watch the trailer for that?
No.
Yeah, that looked really great, but I can't see that being on the Wii. Yeah. It's meant to be a HD game.
Super Scribblenauts got some more stuff shown for that. The trailer for it looks amazing now that they've got the whole adjective system in it, where I was watching one and it was like red flying kinetic zombie bully or something. I'm like, what the hell is this?
I like it. The red gentlemanly raptor.
That's the one.
A recognized adjective.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What happens if you type in that?
No idea.
Oh.
We'll find out when it comes out. I think that was really all it was. I'm sure there's a lot of other third-party stuff that we didn't cover. It's E3. There's so much news. We'll probably still be covering it for the next couple of weeks. I'm just going...
Ghost Trick or Atari?
Yeah, Ghost Trick. Nothing really new was shown in them, though, was it?
Oh, okay.
It was just updated trailers. There were US trailers shown for it, although the Kamiden one was just the Japanese trailer with English subtitles added to it. Which is cool, because, at least we now know it's definitely coming out here this year, so that's going to be great. There was also a new Mario and Donkey Kong game shown off. I forgot about that. Is that going to be downloadable or retail?
No, it's a proper DS retail game, normal DS, no downloadable, no DSi, nothing like that.
I wonder why they're going with that. And,
Pokemon Ranger.
Yeah, Pokemon Ranger. Trailer for that actually looks pretty good.
I'm not 100% sure why they keep making them, but they must sell.
And, one more thing, and also, I think it was shown at the conference, I'm not sure, the trailer for the new Professor Layton game for DS, which is Professor Layton and the Unbound Future, which looking, some of the puzzles in that actually look pretty good, trying to do a different take, and as I said, I'll still be interested to see.
I can't wait for 3D puzzles.
We'll get to that in a second. I'm hoping that we still get the next two Professor Layton games. The movie's definitely going to be coming out as well. But we'll probably leave it at that because we're running out of steam on those things. So, just another quick break. And for the... no idea how long this is going to go for. The 3DS. So we'll see you after the break. Vuk, sing us out.
No.
Yeah, so the really big news out of E3 was, of course, the announcement of the new 3DS system, follow-up to the DS, obviously. I mean, yeah, they really good job unveiling this. Probably Rook, because he writes all the news and all that, can give a better job of telling how it all went down. So why don't you go ahead, Rook?
Yeah, no, came out, we knew it was all going to be there. It just, the way they presented it was a bit odd. I mean, the thing is, they're going to have a hard time. Yeah. They're going to have to basically get every attractive looking female model in the world to go around and show everyone, because there's no way you can put video up of it. People have to play it. They'll have to get it in their hands and see the effect. So, I mean, if it's not going to, it's not going to be out this year, then
they're going to have to do it.
Yeah, Japan maybe, but everywhere else probably not. Maybe Europe, because Europe needs it, because there's too much DS piracy over there. But that's the only problem they're going to have showing this thing off. I mean, apparently it just works if you look at it at the right spot. I mean, it's got the gyros in it, the accelerometer in it as well.
Analog stick.
The SD card slot's back, the cameras are back, there's a 3D camera on the outside. It's just a complete package again. So, I mean, the graphics processing seems to be a lot better as well. I mean, it has to render 3D, so it'd have to be, but, you know, we watched that trailer of Kid Icarus, and in spots, you know, the lighting on that looked like a Wii game. It's so good to be off the DS graphics, finally. The 3D on that gives me a headache. It just, they're not even like polygons, it's just like, bleh.
I hope we don't see 2D games disappearing off the 3DS.
Oh, I don't think we will. I think
in 3D.
There was also on demo, like, I mean, lots of the stuff they showed Nintendo was just basically demos. There was only 3 or 4 actual games to play.
What were the games? It was Kid Icarus, Nintendogs, and Cats.
No, Kid Icarus wasn't playable.
Nintendogs
wasn't playable. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure the only playable games were...
I'm sure Kid Icarus is playable. I've heard hands-on impressions with it.
Okay, maybe it was then. And then Star Fox was playable, Pilot Wings was playable, which is looks like, you know, a mix between... I mean, that's where Pilot Wings had to go, I think, because the Pilot Wings characters, do you remember who they were?
I've never played Pilot Wings.
Yeah, so, I mean, they might as well just add your Mii in there. Which a lot of the 3DS games seem to be doing. So there'll be, you know, hook up with the Wii on that. But, I mean, they've added, you know, Pilot Wings to the Wii Resort Island, because that looks great. But, I mean, there's also, what is this, the 3D movies coming to it from DreamWorks, Warner Brothers, and who was the other guys?
Disney,
yeah. So I don't know how that's going to work.
Sort of a Netflix-style service.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Star Fox 3D actually a title? It's not going to be a demo.
No, they said with all the demos that they're ideas of games that are in the works, so they're not. I mean, it might not be necessarily Star Fox 64 HD 3D we get.
I'm going to say I hope it's not Star Fox 64. I hope they. I mean. I'd like
it. I mean, that and the Ocarina of Time remake are both look great. Yes, that's going to be quite awesome.
Ocarina looks, I mean, wow. That just looks amazing.
They've redone the textures for that, at least.
It's almost cel-shaded, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
It's definitely an up-res looking Ocarina of Time. Looks amazing. Okay.
So, I mean, there's a ton of games as well were unveiled at the same time. Mostly third-party ones. You know, Nintendo said that basically acknowledged that they needed to get the third parties in on there, and it looks like they had it for a while, and they've managed to keep it a secret, which is great. So, I mean,
Nintendo stuff doesn't leak out from Nintendo.
Yeah, I know this is E3. I don't think there was any leaks except for that, you know, 3DS motherboard, which. Could have gone either way. That could have just been complete bullcrap.
And Donkey Kong got out a couple of days earlier.
Yeah, but that was from IGN. His track record of rumours is...
Let's just throw stuff at a wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, basically. So we'll go through the list. I mean, Nintendogs plus Cats with the new Bark modes. which is, you know, going to follow on to all the games, which is going to be interesting how they do that. And they said that it'll be able to download even when there's no Wi-Fi, so it makes it sound like there's going to be, you know, a 3G card in it.
I heard that, they've confirmed that that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe they'll... Yeah, I mean, they tried this bark mode thing before with Nintendogs, and because you need a game in and turned on that game on sleep, there was a trouble. And it never really got used in anything else, I don't think. I mean, I think some other DS games have a tag mode that if anyone else is playing that game at that exact moment with tag mode has on at the same time, you'll pick up and play them.
Dragon Quest IX has that, which is going to be a real pain, because, I mean, that's why it's been so big in Japan, because a lot of people have been doing it that way in trading equipment. But
yeah.
I'm going to get it in Perth, and I'm like, that's
great. Yeah, no one's going to play
it all.
See how that goes.
Ocarina of Time got announced for it. There's a Metal Gear Solid 3 remake, apparently.
Just a demo at this stage. It was just, you know, control the camera around the opening scene from Metal Gear.
Ocarina of Time, an actual game?
Yeah, that's a full game coming.
So do you reckon that'll be like Mario 64 for the original DS, but with the 3DS?
Yeah, probably. I think it'll be out by the time it launches. I mean, all these games sound all great, and there's probably, you know, a ton of them coming on the way, but I don't think we'll see all of them. You know, it always happens with the E3, they announce like 20 games, and then some games you never see, like, you know, like Project Camera and things like that.
I mean, when the original DS got announced, there wasn't a lot there that was shown, and a lot of what was shown did eventually get released anyway.
Yeah, Steel Diver, which is now 3DS.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I could think of.
That was originally a DS title itself, so that's quite amazing that they've still got that hanging around.
No one's had to tell Vukstad about Mario Kart.
Yeah, because if he finds out, he has to buy his own damn 3DS. He's already stolen my Wii.
Street Fighter 4, apparently.
Yeah.
Dead or Alive, Ridge Racer.
Yeah, which apparently that was playable and is terrible, which... I don't understand how that can be bad. Just give us the PSP one. Yeah, whatever.
Paper Mario.
Yeah, The Sims 3. Paper Mario was just screenshots. There's no information on it.
But
The Sims 3, which, you know, Sims 3 is going to come out and everything. It'll be out on a, you know, 486 soon enough.
Remember the DS launch and we got the herbs?
Yeah, that was pretty terrible. DJ Hero, which I don't know how really that's going to take advantage of 3D. I think we're going to find very soon that just like the DS, we wanted everything to take advantage of the dual touchscreens when it came out. So, it doesn't take advantage of the touchscreen. That's a bit there.
Yeah.
If it doesn't really take advantage of the 3D, we don't really care because, I mean, some people aren't going to be playing with 3D at all. They're going to just switch it off because they can't look at 3D or they only have one eye or whatever. That's true. If you only have one eye, or
I know. I just what about that? That's funny. It's not funny. I'm sorry if you're in that situation. I mean, you get to wear an eye patch, though, and that's awesome.
Star Fox 64 is we've gone on about Chocobo Racing.
Awesome.
Square's token first year efforts on any console are pretty. Kingdom Hearts 3DS, which seems to be a remake of the original, apparently.
No, I've heard it's not. I'm sure I read somewhere it's a completely original game.
What are we talking about?
The new Kingdom Hearts for 3DS.
Yeah, it's different. There's Kingdom Hearts Recoded, which is a remake of a mobile game, and then there's Kingdom Hearts 3D, which is different.
Yeah,
and there's also a Professor Layton game in the works for 3DS. And the new and
that's going to blow people's minds. Like literally,
puzzles
it's going to blow
in 3D.
Yeah,
Resident Evil Revelations on 3DS,
which looks brilliant. I mean, I know that wasn't gameplay; they were showing it in the trailer, but that was in-game character models. I mean, it looks like they've just, you know, shrunk down the RE5 models for the DS. It looks 3DS. It looks great.
For 3DS carts is looking like 2 gig, which I mean that should be a fair amount.
That's 2 gig a bit, I think, which is the same as the DS at the moment. People aren't sure. It's a bit of a contention on that. But they look the same except for a little tab sticking out, so you can't stick them in the original DS.
Yeah, That's always there.
What do you think? Ubisoft also announced three games.
They've got here six games at launch.
Oh, six, yeah, but none of them have a Z on the end, which is good. Hollywood 61, which is like an interactive 3D movie. Battle of the Giants, Dinosaur Strike. So, I mean, they've been doing that Battle of the Giants games. They're pretty good. Nothing exciting, but maybe 3DS will change that. Driver Renegade. So, following on their new driver mode, but for the 3DS. A Splinter Cell, which is the Chaos Theory one. Now, Chaos Theory was on the DS, and it was terrible. And it's been on every mobile phone, and I think it's even on the iPad now. And it's been all right, but nothing special. So hopefully this DS one...
I guarantee
you
a launch game for them will be Rabbids. There'll be a Rabbids game at launch. There'll be a Monkey Ball game at launch.
I think these are the... Oh, Monkey Ball. That's the thing. Sega hasn't said anything about the 3DS yet. Every other company's, you know... there was a list of 73 games.
It's on Wikipedia, I think.
Yeah, no, along with all these ones that do have screenshots, like, we'll just finish this list off. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, which sort of looks like Advance Wars in 3D. And then Assassin's Creed, something to do with that. But where is this list? There were 73 games on this list. And I mean, there's
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, there's the ones we said already, but then there's like, Asphalt. Harmonix's got a game in the works. Hudson's promising. Bomberman, Decker Sports, and Kororimpa.
Apparently, Blob Underground will be coming to it.
Yeah, Konami's saying Contra and Frogger and Pro PS and Winning Eleven, which is big in Japan. A Boy and His Blob, and I can't pronounce that, but so I'm not going to try it. You know, Gundam and Bad.
Super Monkey Ball's on the list on Wikipedia.
Yeah, there's Animal Crossing, Nintendo showed a couple of shots about that. It looks the same again. Hopefully they can really shake that up.
Final Fantasy game coming out for it. There's a shock.
Yeah, Sega promised Sonic and Monkey Ball. Now, I don't know how good the Monkey Ball is going to work if they're going to use the tilt sensor and the 3D screen. So
that's another thing, yeah, because the tilt can't work that well with the 3D if you've got to be looking at it from a certain angle.
Yeah, exactly. The Saints Row, which I found quite fun. And then the Lego and Batman franchises as well from Warner Brothers. I mean, that's not all of them. There's Carnival Games that'll sell a billion copies. I mean, there's a lot of support there. I mean, these 73 games we won't see this year or next year. I don't think we'll see Metal Gear for another 2 years at least. You know, it'll be... But it shows promise. It's great. Yeah, so it shows promise.
You know, I wasn't too sure on the, because, you know, when they actually, Iwata came out and showed the unit, I wasn't too sure on the colour that they went for there. The blue looked a bit ugly.
I love that blue, the blue and black. I just think when it's folded shut, it's sort of like, the bottom is square, and then it sort of like peaks out at the top.
I'm definitely going to get a black one if that comes out like that.
Yeah, so the colours they showed off, but you know how Nintendo are with colours. They showed like 7 Wii colours, and we've only got 2.
The top screen also, I mean, other than being 3D, it's actually considerably larger than what we've had in before, so games are actually going to be in widescreen now on it.
Yeah, that's weird. That's going to be weird. So DS games will probably just fit in the middle, you think.
Yeah. I mean, I really do like the design they've got for the analog. It's not called an analog stick, is it? They've got another word for it.
Slide pad is what they're calling it.
Yeah. But
and
I mean,
apparently it's better than the PSP one, but I don't know how. So probably because it's concave rather than convex, I suppose.
It wouldn't be that hard. I mean, I've just got a PSP Go, so I don't know what the normal PSP one's like. But the nub does feel quite awkward to use. But that one there on the 3DS looks a lot larger, so I can see that being really good to use. I'm also interested more in sort of the actual, like the online component, how it's going to work for the actual home channel. I imagine there's going to be 3DSware.
Yeah, they've actually said about that they're looking into how to get the DSiWare over as well.
So I can transfer DSiWare from my DSi to my 3DS?
That's what they were saying. They were talking about that. Someone actually asked them about it, and they said that they know it's a problem for fans. And since we're the only ones who buy things at launch, because you know we're the fans, that they're looking into it. And they also said region locking is not finalised, if at all.
Oh, please don't be region locked. That's the big thing. If it is region locked, I'm importing an American one. Not going to bother. But if it's not, I'll probably wait till the Australian launch. And Nintendo's usually pretty good with their system launches. Lately, they usually do them within like a month of each other.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I don't think we'll see this before Christmas, but I would love to be proven wrong.
Price? $299?
Yeah, probably $300. I don't think they could do it. I mean, it's a thing.
I can see them getting away with that.
Because I could see that too, because if they keep the XL at the same price, which they will, they're not going to drop that. And, you know, people say, oh, the DSi XL's $300, but this new one's $350 and that's brand new, they'll go for that. So, I mean, the XL and everything's dropped price in Japan, so we should be getting a price drop, you know, one day.
There was also a rumor that went out there saying you'll be able to install games onto the 3DS's. Hard drive, so it's also at least a case of how much onboard memory is the thing going to have.
Well, I mean, it's got an SD card slot, but I mean, they're going to have to work out the logistics.
They haven't even unlocked the SD slot for the DSi yet to be able to play games straight off it. I mean, my mini refrigerator is completely overloaded on that thing.
Yeah, mine's full too.
I mean, maybe 16 gig onboard memory. I don't know if that would take up. I mean, SD cards are so small they could easily fit on a 16 gig hard drive, you'd imagine.
Yeah.
James, you're about to say something?
Oh, no, I was just going to talk about the actual console. I was going to say that I think it's really good that they've made the graphics better, because that is one thing that a lot of, I mean, it's obviously not true, but a lot of people do look at graphics and think that that is what makes a game.
Yeah.
I think by having graphics like that on a handheld, it's really good. And I think the biggest thing they need to make sure is that, because everyone at the moment has seen, you know, they've bought the DS Lite and the DSi, then the XL, everyone knows that they're all the same. Everyone is under the impression that they're all the same console. So they need to make sure they say that the 3DS isn't just a DSi with 3D. It's like the next DS.
Some people are still not getting that it's a completely new console.
Which is why I should have changed the name on it.
Maybe. But then again, the DS is a bigger brand than the Game Boy now. So
I know, but I mean,
the funny thing is, really, though, I have forgotten what I was going to say. Never mind.
I just hope they do enough to differentiate it. From already, you hear people say, oh, I won't bother waiting for a 3DS, I'll just get this one, and all's on the same. I'm like, no, it's a completely different console.
Yeah, the other thing I've heard is that I said to people, oh, did you hear about the new DS? And they go, oh, the XL. So, I mean, yeah, obviously people haven't heard about it because it's only been, you know, 4 days. But
I mean,
are you
talking to gamers, like hardcore gamers who follow E3, or are you talking to casual people who
all sorts of different
E3? Because if you follow E3, then probably you will know about it, but if not...
A lot of casual people do know about it, though. I think there might have been a few articles run in newspapers or something, because a lot of people do know about it.
There was no media coverage on the news, though, because
There was for Kinect.
Yeah, because Microsoft sent them over. So they went to E3 and all that sort of stuff.
And Channel 7 will probably be talking about Move.
Yeah, probably.
Pretty much the other thing... Oh, what was I going to say?
Muffins. You were
the other
muffins.
Thing... So, yeah, 3D. With 3D, a kid came into the store the other day and he was like, oh, I want a new 3DS, but I don't want to wear those stupid glasses. And I was like, you don't have to wear glasses. That's the best thing about it. And then I just hope that they really push all these things that people are going to assume. That, first of all, it's a brand new DS. It's not just, like, a revision like the DSi. It has no glasses. If you don't like 3D, you can turn it off. Do you know what I mean? I just hope they push all that stuff and it gets really good marketing. And I'm sure it will, because Nintendo typically are pretty good, I find.
I'm
kind of
interested to see how the marketing campaign goes, because remember the original marketing campaign for the DS? The whole touching is good ads and all that?
Yeah, the biggest problem that, I mean, you guys have already said this, but is that you can't really see it until you play it.
But the same can sort of be said with the Wii and the DS. I mean, sure, you can watch someone waggling their arms around, but until you actually play it yourself, It doesn't really make sense.
I suppose.
I mean, I know this is another step beyond that, but I mean, if anyone can sell it, probably Nintendo's the ones who probably can.
Yeah, and I mean, it's good that Nintendo here have been more proactive about getting out and advertising too in the last 5 years than they were previously.
And we get Pokemon in 3D now! Awesome, Pokemon Rush 3DS.
So what's going to happen to Pokemon Black and White?
That's still going to be DS. I mean, it's going to be like with PlayStation 2 to PlayStation 3 sort of stuff.
Was that at E3?
There's going to be a lot of crossover.
No, there was no Pokemon Black and White at E3.
Yeah. Part of it was, I think they're also trying to put a lot of attention on the 3DS, which is why the normal DS lineup was pretty low this year.
And there was no Pikmin as well.
Shinny said he's working on it. But I think, yeah, that's pretty much it for what we can really talk about with the 3DS. Actually, just reminded me of something. They haven't said anything about battery life for the 3DS, have they?
They said they're aiming for the same as the DSi, so...
I'm very sceptical because they've got... That's something else that I just think we should quickly talk about. The online modes, I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but apparently it has achievements, like an achievement-like system, a friend list, and the way that they were talking about how it's always connected, that actually reminded me a lot of something like Xbox Live or PlayStation Network.
Yeah, they said they're going to make it, you know, very Nintendo online, but they're going to make it better, so whatever that means, who knows yet.
I can see achievements, I'm hoping they really
Those achievements
the whole friend
comment.
Structure a lot more.
That achievements comic came from an EA developer, so I don't know if they're talking about their own games or they're talking about the 3DS in general.
I think the difference this time is going to be that the 3DS will be designed for online in mind, whereas the DS was designed, I mean, it could go online, but it wouldn't be like with the DSi where it had to
sort of
an online structure.
It never had online to start with. They had to list a lot. And the DS itself actually can't go online, the normal DS Lite. The wireless it uses is only changed mode once you put a card in that has the drivers in. So that's why all the settings for each DS game are on the card. There's no menu for it.
Okay.
Yeah, so the wireless stack is on the card.
I think, yeah, we'll probably leave it there for the 3DS talk. I said we're going to have Bernie, Josh, Molds, whatever we're meant to call him in. Sooner or later, so he'll be able to give us a lot more like hands-on impressions and what else you saw at E3. We'll probably just wrap it up then because we have gone on for a while. And just a couple, any just quick side announcements we've got.
Got some reviews going up to because there's going to be a post E3 drought. You watch of news. You won't hear from Nintendo
I might even get a review done. It'll be awesome.
No.
We'll see what happens. James, anything? You're the community manager, apparently.
I'm reading up a... There's going to be reviews of Samurai Warriors 3, which is pretty much ready. Trauma Team, which I really enjoyed. Bit Trip Runner, I think it's called.
Did you play that?
Yeah, I've got it.
What'd you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet. It's kind of like a 2D res.
It's amazing. I love it.
It is good, but anyway... that's coming up, and then we're also, Vuk knows about this, I think, we're going to be starting to recruit new moderators for the forums.
Because he's one put it out. Am I still a moderator?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you are. no, you're fine.
What I wanted to do was, like, kind of create, like, a formal application kind of thing, because at the moment the topic is just a lot of people saying, I could do it, and then lots of people saying, no, we can't, and it's just really stupid and confusing. So,
same when I ask people to be on the podcast.
Pretty much. So that's what I'm going to try and get like a formal thing going, and we're also going to rewrite the rules. But there's nothing major going on besides that.
Plasma Dave, you're banned. That'll be a rule.
Pretty much, our forums are pretty good. You guys are great because you all self-moderate and you're not a bunch of a-holes to each other.
Barring one.
Which is really good. They're pussies. Anyway, but yeah, you know. We just need to lock it down and make it more appealing for new people. So, yep.
I love these comments on the side of the page. I'm reading one out from Chibi Rover from Chibi Nation. Honestly, if I wanted to play Donkey Kong Country, I would play Donkey Kong Country. He's really not trolling much, is he?
That's so stupid.
But
you've already played Donkey Kong Country.
The chat room was so funny during the conference. But yeah, so I'll probably leave it at that. I do, podcast comp, there was a winner for the last one. I'm not going to announce it this week, just because this is more the E3 episode. Next week, hopefully doing another episode, I'll announce it then as well as the new comp after that. And
we can talk Galaxy.
Yeah, next week will probably be back to more of a normal episode. We'll actually be doing a pretty big in-depth games play because there's a lot of catch-up to do. Any post-E3 news that comes out and Hot Topic will hopefully be a... have Bernie on to talk about E3. Yep. So until that, this has been the Vookcast, which I never sign out like that. Of course, make sure you go to www.vooks.net to check out all the latest Nintendo news and reviews. And Anthony's not here, but is meant to be, so I might give a plug to his site, EcoGamer, for all the greatest Australian gaming bargain links, whatever. But
heaps of bargains to be found right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, definitely if you go to head down a game. But yeah, we'll leave it at that. So yeah, we'll catch you all next time and see you later.
Farewell.
Say bye, James.
Bye.
I think he died.
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, no, there he is.
His laptop's dying.
Oh, I'm here.